"Christmas won't be a Christmas without any presents," grumbled Joe, lying on the rug. "It's so dreadful to be poor," sighed Meg, looking down at her old dress. "I don't think it's fair for some girls to have plenty of pretty things and other girls nothing at all," added little Amy with an injured sniff. "We've got father and mother and each other," said Beth, contently from her corner. The four young faces on which the firelight shone brightened at the cheerful words, but darkened again as Joe said sadly, "We haven't got father, and shall not have him for a long time." She didn't say perhaps never, but each silently added it, thinking of father far away where the fighting was. This is the beginning of one of the most famous books of the 19th century, Little Women, written by Louisa May Alcott. The author was born in 1832 and grew up in Concord, Massachusetts. Like her fictional character Jo March, she struggled against society's expectations of young women of that era. She became a strut feminist and never married, unwillingly to make the sacrifices to her career that marriage would entail, and as a fervent supporter of women's suffrage, was the first woman to register to vote in Concord. She was a prolific author, writing industriously right up until her death in 1888. Little Woman begins introducing the most important characters, the March sisters, Jo, Meg, Amy, and Beth. They live in a poor neighborhood in the 19th century, so in order to help with the family's economy, each one of them works. One of their close friends, Mr. Lawrence, invited them to a party where he introduced his grandson to the sisters. Larry was soon talking and laughing with the girls, creating an inseparable bond, but it was obvious that the boy preferred Joe over the others. And on one day, when Larry and Joe ice skated over the lake, a jealous Amy nearly died trying to get the attention of the boy. Over the weeks, things started to get back together after nearly death and burnt works. The March aunts decided to take Amy with her to Europe so she could focus on her paintings and maybe find a future husband. Meg met her husband and got married. Jo went to the city to work, and Beth decided to stay home. But not too long after, Aunt March died, as well as Beth. In the inheritance, Jo was given a house, which she used as a school. Amy and Laurie met in Europe, and Meg became mother of two children. This book taught me how life was back in the 19th century and how much it has changed, both the society and the woman's rights. I loved it because the author knows how to make you want to read more, and it isn't such a burden to read. It also involves drama between the sisters, their bonds with each other, and romance, which are some of my favorite things to read. Another of the aspects I like about the book is how the March sisters want to prove themselves better in order to make life easier at the house in the period of war and less money.